Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn in the Scriptures, please, to two openings to the book of Mark, chapter 11, and also Hebrews. Well, let me not move too fast. Let's just go to Mark first and see. Mark 11. We've been talking about the subject of faith for some months now, and I feel like we're getting to the close of this, but I didn't feel like I was quite released and finished for today. So we want to make sure we're done before we go to the next thing. And we have been using as our text Mark 11. Mark 11. The scripture says in Mark 11, 22, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. So what should we do? We should have faith in God. That's one reason the big word faith is out there in front of the church. And people who make fun of faith are just ignorant of scriptural truth. Because it's all in the Word. It's here, it's there. You can't please God without faith. You can't get saved without faith. You can't overcome without faith. You can't have victory without faith. It goes on and on. Wise people don't make fun of faith. For verily I say to you that whosoever, so who will this work for? Whosoever that would say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, in other words, in his heart, that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Who said this? Can you count on it? Can you live by it? Should you live this way? Are most Christians speaking to their problems? Expecting what they say to come to pass? Commanding things that are hindering them to be removed? No. Why? Well, tradition has replaced the Word in so many areas. And we don't need to judge anybody. We just need to examine ourselves constantly that it's not happening with us. Because there's all kind of tradition. There's Pentecostal tradition. And there's already Word and faith tradition. There's charismatic tradition. And so you want to examine everything that you think you believe by the Word. Where's the Scripture? You know, well, so-and-so said, you know, well, this is what I think. It's what Grandpa said. No, no. Where's the Scripture? Where's the verse? Well, here's a verse. You got a problem, even if it's a great big mountain-sized problem. What do? You square off and look that thing in the eye, right? And you open your mouth and you speak to it. This is not prayer. This is not you begging God to move the mountain. This is you speaking to that thing. Is that the end of it though? What else did he tell you? He didn't just say, speak to it. If just speaking to it was all there was to it, you'd be seeing a lot more results. You got to speak to it, but then what? Don't doubt in your heart. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass and you'll have what you say. So what can mess this thing up? Doubting in your heart can mess it up. So now for these weeks, we've been on this subject and the title of it is Without a Doubt. Because that's how we want to be. Without a doubt. Without a doubt means it'll work. You say it and it's going to happen. I'm not doubting about it. I'm believing it. I'm expecting it. And he said, if you'll say it and not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass, you will have whatever you said. Jesus said it. So we ought to be saying some things. You want some things to happen? You ought to be saying some things. But not just saying it, but not doubting in your heart and believing what you said would come to pass. Now, just me telling you that is not enough. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing the anointed word. The anointing on that word brings faith into your heart. Well, how does faith leaveth? How does faith goeth? Well, how does doubt cometh? Not hearing, you know, you're not going to have faith if you don't hear the word. But how does doubt come? How does fear come? See, doubt and fear is a perversion of faith. And so the principles work the same way, only in reverse. That's the way all the enemy stuff is. He's not a creator. He is the pervert. Capital T, capital, he is. What is pervert? To pervert something, to twist it, to, he, you know, actually that's what wicked means. Wicked means twisted. It was good till somebody twisted it up, messed it up. Everything, we've been on this on Friday nights, everything God made is good. But then the enemy come along, he's not a creator. He's a fallen, defeated angel. And he, you know, he's not a creator. All he can do is twist stuff up and pervert it and distort it and mess it up. So that's what he tried to do with faith. Faith comes by hearing. How does doubt come? It comes by hearing the wrong thing. How does fear come? So many times people were doing fine until they heard that bad report. They were doing fine until they watched that thing on the news. They were doing fine until they heard that. Well, see, something came when they heard. Well, just like that can happen negatively, something can come when you hear the good word. Amen. Right? You could be in bad shape. You can be in fear. You can be shaken. But hear the right thing and your fears just go. And faith comes up and peace comes and joy. Doesn't matter what you hear.
Yes.
Oh, it does. Does it matter who you sit around and talk to?
Yes.
What y'all talk about?
Yes.
Does it matter what you sit in front of the TV and listen to for hours on end? You know, so many folks are hypocritical about the TV. They'll go to a restaurant and take their family and somebody use foul language at the table next to them and just get irate. I'm not putting up with that. Do you see I have my family here? My wife's here. My daughters are here. Watch your mouth. Make a big deal. Just be rude and ugly. Look at that. And then, you know, well, I have a right to. That's my righteous indignation. Well, are you a hypocrite, though? Go home, sit down in front of TV, and listen to cussing for 4 hours straight. And not blink an eye. Not say a word. And sit there and go, can you believe they show that on TV?
Come on, Come on.
I can't believe they let them talk like that. Does it matter what we see and what we hear?
Yes.
Does it matter what kind of church you go to?
Yes, it does.
Yes. And what you hear? Yes. What if people are telling you every other Sunday it might not be God's will to heal you?
No.
Will that affect your faith? That God might get some glory out of you being broke. That it might be God's will for you to die in a car wreck. You just never know. Huh? If you hear that, will that affect your faith? Yes, it will. Yes, it will. What if you hear all the time that God's a good God?
Yes.
By His stripes you're healed.
Yes.
He loves you.
Yes.
He wants every need met.
Yes.
He wants you to be rich.
Yes.
He's your protector. He's your deliverer.
Yes.
You can count on Him.
Yes.
What if you hear that all the time? And you talk it and you think it all day and all night. Huh? What did He say? Don't let this book of the law, the word, depart out of your mouth. Meditate on it all night, all day, so that you'll observe to do. Do act on what you saw. Then what will happen? Then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. That's the Bible. That's us. That's happening for us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So say it out loud. I mean, put your hand on this page right here. Say it out loud. I believe in the words of Jesus.
I believe in the words of Jesus.
I believe in speaking in faith.
I believe in speaking in faith.
Not doubting in my heart.
I believe it'll come to pass.
Just like Jesus said.
I'm a faith person.
Of a faith God.
I live by faith.
I walk by faith.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. So we talked about this. What is doubt? I mean, if this is the thing, can mess up us getting results, can prevent us getting what we desire, we need to know about it and not allow it. Doubt, if you notice, the first letters are the same as the word double. D-O-U-B. And it literally means to be of two minds or duo. Duo, two. To be of two minds. And the same word that's translated doubt is in Romans 4 translated stagger. And in James 1 is translated waver. Same word. So to doubt is to waver, to stagger. What does waver or stagger mean? If I'm staggering, what am I doing? I'm moving in more than one direction. Right? If I'm wavering, I'm vacillating between, see, more than one thing. It's like Elijah stood on that mountain. He said, how long are you going to doubt? You're halting between two opinions and positions. If God's God, worship Him. If Baal is God, worship Him. But quit messing around with it. Make up your mind. Pick. And then they had a demonstration. Remember that? You know, I hope they got video of that. I'd like to watch that when I get to heaven, wouldn't you? I'm sure they do. Something better than that. And, you know, he mocked Baal. And, you know, they came out and whoever's going to answer by fire is the real God. And that's who we're going to worship. And so they called on Baal and they cut themselves and they did all the stuff. And he said, you know, maybe you need to holler louder. I don't think he's hearing you. And, man, he just ribbed him. He just said, maybe he's asleep. You better yell louder. Maybe he's on a trip. He's gone. They did that all day long. There was no answer. Because there is no other God. And a chunk of rock never answered a prayer.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Rest, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104K. That's R1104K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.